Internet hackers claim that confidential emails from scientists show that climate change data has been fiddled. They allege scientists have been cooking the books to support the view that the global warming is caused by human activity rather than a naturally occurring phenomenon. Well, we're now joined by British MP Peter Lilly, a former senior cabinet minister under Prime Ministers Margaret Thatcher, and John Major, who's live with us in London, to discuss the so-called Climate Gate affair. Mr. Lilly, thanks very much indeed for joining us here on RT. Now, if these allegations about a conspiracy are true, why do you think such manipulation could be happening, and who could actually be benefiting from it?
Well, I think it's an example not so much of a conscious conspiracy, but of an unconscious conspiracy by a group of scientists who, from reading the emails, are so loyal to each other that they're determined to agree with each other even more than they're determined to agree with the facts. So if the facts no longer agree with their theory, they try and change the facts rather than trying to change their theory. And the people who benefit from it are obviously the scientists themselves, because they feel morally superior. They're leading a crusade, apparently, to save the world, and they believe in it profoundly, even when the facts refute them. And they also get large grants from government for carrying on this sort of research, and they wouldn't get it if they produced the opposite sort of conclusions.
So these sort of emails being uncovered, if they are genuine, this could be a big blow to the environmentalist movement, could it not?
It could, and the scientists concerned have had to admit that the emails are true. There may be conceivably have been one or two filtered in which are not, but there's been no evidence of that or no suggestion of that so far. It'll be a blow to their credibility, but so great is the momentum, so large is the amount of money invested in this theory, that it will take even more than this exposure to derail it, I fear.